Hello, everybody. Welcome to B&B Anime. My name is Brad, and here with me, my co-host, Blue. Blue, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Hey, everybody.
Yes, hello. Welcome to inaugural episode of Reviewing Anime. Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
So, Blue, tell me, tell everyone about yourself. Don't let me do it this time.
Okay, I am Blue, obviously. I am English, as you could probably tell by the sounds of my voice. But I currently live in Canada. I am a Twitch streamer, video editor, voice actor, marketing person. I don't know, I'm kind of a jack of all trades, do kinds of all sorts on the daily. And yeah, I freaking love anime. What about you, anime. Brad? Who are you?
So, I am Brad. That I hope I might not be Brad. Existential crisis. Anyway.
I hope you're Brad. Who are you? Do I not even know who you are?
No, you don't.
Oh, no.
Dark secret past.
Oh, no.
But so I am a professional finger painter because I sell paint for a living. That's what I do. I'm a Twitch streamer. I've been streaming for almost 6 years now. My 6-year anniversary is less than 2 months away. Holy crap.
Ah, exciting.
I feel like I'm so old on the platform.
Yeah, I'm still fairly new. I don't know. It's been less than a year.
And then aspiring voice actor, graphic designer, although all I do is draw pictures. So, you know, I just want to make it sound fancy.
You did cool pictures and designing stuff, and he did my emotes for stream and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, fancy.
Fancy.
But yes, that is all I can say about me, other than I have a cactus that no one will ever see.
Secret cactus.
Secret cactus. But yeah, so anime. Anime is what brought our friendship together. Anime is overall just such a wonderful, wonderful art form. I love every bit of it. And it's why we're doing this podcast. So, Blue, what got you into anime? Why anime?
Oh, okay. Well, it started off when I was a wee lass back in England, and it started with little baby Blue watching Pokemon. That was probably the first anime my little brain ever experienced. And for a long time, that was the only anime that my little brain ever experienced. Then,
so, Pokemon question with you being English, was it as screwed up for y'all as it was for us? Because they obviously, here in America, whenever Funimation redubs things and whatnot, they obviously think we're idiots calling the onigiri donuts. So was it as bad for y'all as it was for us?
Yeah. We had the same dub. So it was onigiri donuts for sure.
Oh. Also, yeah. On the note of Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
The people need to hear the Ash.
Oh. Put me on the spot here. Okay. Pikachu, where are you? Where did my Pikachu go? I can't find him. Misty, have you seen Pikachu?
Where did Blue go? Because now I've got Ash on the podcast.
Oh, Brock, is that you? Have you seen Pikachu? Maybe he's with Bulbasaur.
I love it. It's great. I love every bit of it.
But yeah, that was like my start in anime, and then pretty quickly, life went on, you know, I emigrated, all that kind of stuff, and anime got put on hold very much so, until I was in high school when I met these two weirdo girls who are still my best friends to this day, and they were like, hey, my dude, how the fudge have you not seen Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood? And I was like, I don't know. I don't watch anime. Anime's for weirdos. Like, I don't... Who watches anime?
And they're like, so you two went through the old-fashioned, like, middle school phase of anime. Anime's for losers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it didn't help that my brother is massively into anime. And so it was always like, why would I want to do something that my brother does? Like, ew, I don't like anime. He likes anime. That's his thing. I need my own thing.
Oh my god, anime.
Ow. Oh my god. Oh my god, my brother likes anime. He's such a weirdo. Like, seriously. And that's kind of the way that it was. Until they, and I'm not kidding when I say almost forcibly, sat me down, strapped me in, and made me watch like 2 or 3 episodes of Fullmetal Alchemist with them when we were, Brotherhood, when I was with them at a sleepover. And then I went home and subsequently Googled it, found a totally legal version, and binged the whole thing.
We here at the B&B Anime Podcast totally condone legal watching of anime.
Always legal. So legal.
Always legal, especially always if you legal. Can't find the dub or sub. If you cannot find it, we totally condone, wink, finding it legally.
Yeah. You have to find it legally, no matter what, even if you have to go to the ends of the internet. Find it. Okay. Anyways, so I binged the whole dang thing. And I have never looked back. That summer, we went and cosplayed at Animathon. I met some voice actors for the first time. I cosplayed as Nurse Joy. I had Ray Chase sign my shoe, who's a voice actor. And he then started following me on Instagram, which I always bring up because it's like, dude, he's like Noctis in Final Fantasy. Like, I'm going to bring it up. he was really, really nice. I went and like, we watched all the panels. Like, I dove head first into it, and it wasn't far off from that that I found my love for sports anime. And I've never looked back.
So, favorite sports anime of all time?
That's so tough. Probably Prince of Tennis, because it's so ridiculous and amazing, and I love it so, so much. Probably Prince of Tennis. Although, like, I mean, Haikyuu, absolutely fantastic. Like, there is anime after anime after anime in the sports category. There's so many baseball animes that are so good, so many basketball animes that are good. Genuinely, there's so many. But probably Prince of Tennis takes the cake because it's insane.
See, I almost thought you were going to give me Haikyuu as the answer on that, as much as you tried to drive it down my throat to watch it, and I've still only seen 2 episodes.
Oh, you need to watch more. Haikyuu is absolutely fantastic.
I'm trying, okay? I promise. I promise. At this point, we just need to cover it on an episode, future plug, for just to actually make me sit down and watch it.
Honestly, I would be so down, because I don't think I... Yeah, no, I haven't seen the latest season of Haikyuu, which is shocking, because me not being caught up on sports anime, what the heck?
Yeah, you not being caught up, shame. For shame.
Shame. So much shame.
Try to get me to watch something and then not being caught up on it yourself.
I'm sorry. But anyways, what about you? How did you get your start into anime?
So I remember on the good old-fashioned days of Toonami, waking up, watching DBZ, Pokemon, Sailor Moon. And this is how old I am. I remember going to Blockbuster every single weekend and renting Sailor Moon DVD or DBZ VHS tapes. So yeah, that was my childhood. Then I also went through the middle school phase of I'm just going to blend in. I don't want to get picked on. I'm just going to pretend like I don't watch anime. So I got out of it. So through the entirety of middle school and high school, I never touched anime again. And then I started a job, and one of the employees who was working there, like, we became really close, and he was like, so do you watch anime? And I was like, psh, anime? No, that's for kids. And he's like,
who watches anime?
He's like, No, you don't understand. Anime is not for kids. Cartoons, you know, quote-unquote cartoons, are for kids. Anime is for adults. So he's like, I'm going to blow your mind. He's like, I got an anime for you to watch. And I was like, okay, I'm willing to give anything a chance. So hit me. And so he had me sit down and start Your Lie in April with him.
Oh.
So I got hit hard right off the bat.
Yeah, you got dove into the emotional deep section of the pool. You were thrust in.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Like it's...
I mean...
Let's see here. I think I was 19 whenever I ate, like late 18, early 19 whenever I watched that. So I'd been off of anime for almost 8 years, had no clue anime could be this, like, just beautiful, well-rounded, like, well-soundtrack thing. And I was just hooked. Like, I binged it in literally 24 hours. I watched all 23 episodes of it. It was fantastic. I cried my ever-loving eyes out. And ever since then, like, I just could not stop.
Like,
oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Yeah, no, I totally get that. And that's actually something that I think will be quite fun for the podcast in future episodes, is to do a Did We Cry scale, because you and I are both major babies when it comes to anime.
Oh, yeah, big criers whenever it comes to this stuff. Like, so bad. Like, this, Kids on a Slope, I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, even though I read the light novel and I knew it was coming. Oh, yeah. It still hurt. And A Silent Voice. I cried whenever I read the manga. It absolutely broke my heart whenever I got to a certain point in the film. I don't know if you've watched it yet, so I'm not going to say a word, but it absolutely broke me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I honestly think there are probably fewer animes that I haven't cried at than there are animes that I have cried at. I'm fairly certain I cry at, like, every single anime.
See, I watch such a wide variety of things that I don't cry in some of them, and then others I'm just like, I will watch specifically just because I need a good cry, because that is my emotional outlet of just, I'm going to watch something that I know I will cry at, and I'll get it out of my system.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think on animes, having a Did We Cry scale is going to be quite amusing to see, because I want to know the stupidest thing that you cry at, and I'm sure you also want to know the crazy things that I cry at.
Yes, and I'm trying to rack my brain at what the stupidest thing I've cried at is. I can't think of it.
I've cried at really, really... I think Food Wars has made me cry at some point. I don't know when.
I'm trying to rack my brain on it. I don't know where Food Wars would have made me cry. I know I've gotten, like, a little bit emotional whenever things have happened, but I don't think I've ever cried.
I think it was at somebody's backstory that made me cry. I don't know. I can't remember. But yeah, I think I've probably cried at Food Wars. I've cried in everything. But yeah, so what would you say is your overall favorite anime?
See, I've always tried to look at this on, like, I've always had two answers to this, because Dragon Ball Z, it's still continuing, it's still going with Super having just come out. The fight scenes, like, with me being a man, like, it's just, like, that's always appealed to me. Just, like, the fighting, the punching, the yelling. Like, as a kid... Were you really an anime fan watching Dragon Ball Z growing up if you didn't play fight and then just scream, just thinking you were going to go Super Saiyan because you thought that's all it took?
Yeah, no.
And then Your Lie in April just changed my life on just how I viewed anime, animation. Your Lie in April is a huge reason as to why I got into graphic design and drawing anime.
Yeah.
Just because I loved that art style. I loved so much about it, and it's also what really the emotion and the depth that was in that show is what, like, really, really drove me to want to become a voice actor as well. Like, it's just, it's so good, and the way they portray emotion is just perfect.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I definitely think that Yolei and April had a massive effect on my wanting to create art that really made people feel something, I think, and again, with the Dragon Ball Z thing, I'm definitely, like, I was one of those kids that was playing war in the back garden with sticks, and then after I watched Pokemon or Dragon Ball or whatever, I then turned to, and now I'm going to beat you up with magical powers because I am an alien, and I...
Yeah, it's like, if I don't try to use the Kamehameha on you, are we really fighting?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, totally. And so I completely get you. I get how it's just so hard to pick a favorite anime, because no matter what genre that you're looking at, I don't think you can compare any animes directly, unless it's like, I don't know, Fullmetal Alchemist and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood or something, you know, unless they're like direct versions of each other and it is supposed to be a direct comparison. I find it so hard to choose.
It really is, because like for me, like I always have to break it down into categories, mm-hmm. for like what's my favorite in this category and mm-hmm. that category. Like there's just no one definitive answer, yeah. because all of my favorites are there because they've made me feel yeah. something. And so a lot of those still stick with me to mm-hmm. today. But what would you say yours or top three, however it would make it easier for you to kind of compartmentalize it?
Well, definitely I would say, again, in the same sense as like Dragon Ball Z is for you, and Yolei and April is, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood was like the first proper anime that I sat down and watched episode after episode and like really introduced me into the whole world. And again, I felt quite an intense emotional connection, and just this whole world of alchemy and magic and just like adventure had been reopened up to me. And at that point, the only thing in my life that had ever really done that kind of thing before was Harry Potter. And so it was a completely different medium, a completely different like vibe. You know, I wasn't really much of a gamer when I was a kid. You know, I didn't really play much. I had a Game Boy Advance, but that was kind of it. And I had very limited games on them because my brother was the gamer, and that's kind of the way it always was, and I didn't really get into it. And so Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood was kind of the first awakening, I guess, of like a different genre, of a different realm of adventure. And so because of that, it definitely has a special place in my anime heart. And
what a anime to get thrown
right,
into,
yeah.
because oh my god, full like Brotherhood was such an emotional roller coaster.
They threw me in the deep end as well. You got thrown in with Yolei and April, and I got thrown in with Brotherhood, and we both ended up sobbing messes.
Yes.
But then in a completely different genre, I'd have to say that I have a real attachment to Kids on the Slope. When I first watched it, none of my friends had seen it. Nobody else in my anime circle had ever watched it. And so I was kind of like discovering a new thing, if you know what I mean.
And it was basically like your anime from that point yeah. on. It's like you can get anybody else to watch an anime like you did with me on yeah. that one, but it's just like to you, it's always going to be yours.
Yeah, and it totally was. I had this kind of like possession over it. And it is, it's such an emotional anime. I still don't think it's as well known as I think that it should be. So for those of you who might not know about it, it's it's an anime. It's kind of like slice of lifey, coming of age, romance, that kind of vibe. It's set in 1966 in Japan, and it centers around a high school group of people, mainly around these couple of boys who one of them is half American, half Japanese. And he is running into some trouble because after the Second World War, he's kind of being discriminated against a bit because he's American, and obviously Japan and America and we're on opposing sides during the war. So he's kind of dealing with some of that backlash. And then your main character then comes into the school and he's a straight A student and they clash, and it's about them kind of like moving past their differences and that kind of stuff. And it's all centered around jazz music. And it's fantastic. I never used to be super into jazz music when I was little. My dad has always liked jazz music, but it was not like my thing. But the way that this is done, it's beautiful, it's moving, it's just good music, and you just listen to it and you get lost in the soundtrack, and it's, the music moves the story. The music isn't like a second point to the story. It really moves the story along and keeps it going, and it's genuinely fantastic, and I highly recommend people to watch it if you haven't seen it. It's brilliant.
And it really does just have a phenomenal way of telling a story, just with, like you said, like with the mm-hmm. music and the soundtrack, because it truly is like just as big of a focal point of the story as it is with the three like center mm-hmm. characters of mm-hmm. it. And also, like, it got me to pay attention to a genre of music that I never really just truly cared about paying attention to mm-hmm. before.
Yeah, totally. So what about Your Lie in April? Why was Your Lie in April so attractive to you?
There are the soundtrack, for mm-hmm. one. Like, I immediately bought the soundtrack whenever it became mm-hmm. available, because it was, it's just, it has the ability to just hit every emotion, even with just the piano tracks. Yeah. And that's just the background music, not just the emotion that it portrays in the piano pieces throughout mm-hmm. it. Because those, like, it just has a way of describing emotion with color and with music. Oh, yeah. Like, just the way they portray bits and pieces of it. But also the little subtle nuances it has spread throughout it as yeah. well. Like, whenever Cowdy is, like, really trying to get Kosei to play with yeah. him. And he's still, like, he's struggling with himself over it. And whenever he finally makes the first mm-hmm. step, like, the entire time he was cast in the shadow. Mm-hmm. But he finally made the first step and decided he was going to, and he stepped out, like, into the sunlight. And that, for me, that was just powerful. Mm. It's like, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it just struck a chord with me.
Yeah, totally. So for those who may not have watched Your Lie in April, how would you sum up its plot line?
It is a childhood prodigy pianist, like, kid was able to play note for mm-hmm. note classical, very difficult songs mm-hmm. perfectly, and he faced tragedy in his life, and due to the tragedy he stopped playing piano, like he could no longer hear the mm-hmm. notes. So cue a girl coming into his mm-hmm. life who just completely took everything over. She forced mm-hmm. him to play the piano again and just really took a hold of him, and she played violin, so they wanted to, like, she wanted to play a duet yeah. with him and just get him back into music, because she was a mm-hmm. fan of his whenever he played as a mm-hmm. kid. And so it's just a growing, it's just a story of, like, middle school, like, finding your, or just dealing with emotions yeah. and finding who you are as a person. Yeah. And it's such a wonderful ride. If you haven't seen it, I highly, highly recommend it. Like, I rate it a solid 10
yeah.
out of 10.
Yeah, and I agree. It's funny how neither of us had seen each other's favorite animes when we first met. But both of our favorite animes were so similar to each other's in feel and emotion. Just in completely different genres of music, in completely different time periods, in and with different troubles, but the main premise of the stories are very similar.
Yeah, and it just, like, after we watched the yeah. other's favorite anime, it just struck a chord with us on the same Definitely. Scale, and it's just, if you're a fan of music or just a fan of, like, animation in general, like, these have the ability to just strike chords in ways that you just would not yeah. think.
Yeah, I would definitely consider both of them to be more emotive animes. They are animes that you're going to watch when you want to really feel something. they're not necessarily animes you want to watch when you just want to, like, chill and have a good time. You know, like, they're the kind of animes that are going to make you really feel things, probably things that you didn't know, you don't know whether or not you actually want to feel, but they're going to make you feel them. And it's so...
Yeah, it's very forceful about it. Like, it's just like, oh, you want to watch this, like, very beautifully done anime. Yeah. Oh, look, now you're crying.
Yeah, that's very much how that works. So what would you say is your favorite, like, stupid anime? Just something stupid.
Aho Girl. Yeah. Each episode is like 11 or 12 minutes long, so it's very, very quick to be able to binge through. Like, I think I binged through it in like 4 hours because I was just up late one night and just saw a clip of it. And once I got started, I think I got abs just from laughing for 4 hours straight. Like, it was probably one of the best 4 hour periods of my life from how much I laughed.
That's funny.
And so what would you say would be yours?
Oh, I'm just trying to think of that. I freaking love Food Wars. Food Wars is hilarious. It started off being just so stupid because I've kind of been following it since, I think, season 2. I don't think I watched season 1 when it first came out, but the first 2 seasons, first season especially, is just stupid. Like, it's exaggerated, it's fan servicey, it's insane, but the food looks so good and you can practically smell it through the screen, and Soma is hilarious. Like, it's just a time. But now it's gotten, like, actually intense, and, like, there's actual stuff happening, and it's kind of taken a turn from being just a stupid thing is stupid to being, like, actually, like, fascinating.
Yes, like, throughout the entirety of season 4, like, I could not wait episode to episode for the next one. And I started around the same time you did. I started it, like, right at the beginning of season 2. And even then, I was just like, you know, it's good. But once season 3 started and they fully dove into, like, storytelling and backstories and everything else, it just, it really kicked off. And they truly showed what their writing team was capable of. And also, the food, it is on par with a lot of the stuff that Studio Ghibli does.
Like, it's just, so good.
It all looks appetizing. So it's wonderful.
I have tried to replicate food from Food Wars because of how good it looks.
I can confirm that I have tried that myself, and some of them have turned out great. Others I have immediately trashed, and they will never see the light of day again.
You didn't try, like, the peanut butter squid or whatever it was, did you?
No, but I did hear a story about somebody who went to, it was one of the more recent cons, and he went around as Soma and was handing out squid dipped in peanut butter to people.
I saw a picture of that on Instagram.
I was like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, he had the full cart and everything.
And in fact, I'm not 100% certain, but I think Fine Bros did a try not to eat challenge with some of the Food War stuff.
Oh, yeah, I think they may have.
And I think the second one they did had a punishment, and I think they had to eat peanut butter squid, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I'm like, that's got to be terrible.
It's got to be so bad. It's got to be so bad.
And yet, there's still part of it. It's just like, I kind of want to try it just for the meme. Like, I just, I have to.
I would watch and laugh. But yeah.
My brain is died. I had it, and then I lost it. Great first episode.
I guess we'll just wrap up.
Yeah, that's totally fine by me.
Okay.
So,
I guess those are kind of our favorite animes, and we would love to know what yours are. We're going to be continuing this podcast as the weeks progress, and we're going to be talking about our favorite we're going to be talking about animes. I can speak. We're going to be talking about animes that have spiked our interest. We're both going to be watching them, and then we're going to be kind of doing a little breakdown on them. Brad's going to have a little segment on anime news, so he's going to be keeping us all up to date on all the new stuff that is coming out all of that exciting information. And you never know, maybe I'll actually like pay attention to stuff as well, and I might have some news too. But yeah, so we're going to be finding some good animes out there. We're going to be watching them, doing some good reviews on them, breaking them down. And we will also be having a spoiler warning. So we'll talk about the plot, the reviews, that kind of stuff. But we won't talk about any spoilers until we get to our spoiler warning. So if you haven't seen the episodes, the animes, what we're talking about, don't worry about it, because we'll let you know when to stop listening so that we don't give anything away. But if you have already seen them, you can then hear our full breakdowns of what the episodes sound, of what the episodes, of what we thought of the episodes. I can speak, it's fine. yeah, I think that's pretty much the news for that, like the situation, how that's going to work.
And then going forward, if we have everything pre-planned out, we'll probably give you an idea of what we're going to go into. But as for right now, it's probably going to be a week-to-week basis on what we're watching.
Yeah, for sure. So we do have our social media, which I'm sure will be linked somewhere, depending on where you are listening to this. If you want to send us recommendations for what animes that we should review, please feel free to send us your recommendations via our social media. You can hit me up on Twitter, probably would be the easiest way, which is at Blue Lavender STM, or BLUELAVANDERSTM, or you can find Brad at...
You will be able to find me on Instagram at Brad Carter Gaming. I will try to get a Twitter set up just for the podcast, so that way people will be able to send us recommendations on that directly. Mm-hmm. There is also an email address set up, so you can email us recommendations or thoughts at bnbanime@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then also there is a website set up, bnbanime.com. So I will try to put a suggestion box in there as well, so that way, and also I will backlog all of our episodes there in case you're not able to find them on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you can typically find your podcasts. And also you can find both of us on Twitch, streaming just about every day. I know Blue doesn't stream on Sundays, but you can find her at twitch.tv/BlueLavender.
Yep.
And you can find me at twitch.tv/BradCarterGaming.
Yeah, that's where we'll be. So I guess there's thank you so much for listening, and I hope you will forgive the little lumps and bumps that have been happening. Obviously, it's our first episode, so we're working out the kinks, but we'll get them all sorted for future episodes. And yeah, I hope you'll drop us a follow or a sub or whatever it is, wherever you are. Continue on the conversation as episodes go by.
Exactly. So, thank you all so much for listening. We greatly appreciate it. And we will catch y'all next time.
Bye-bye.